AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A case pitting religious views and gay rights went before the Supreme Court today. A Colorado graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. Sagar Magani has more.
Lori Smith says ruling against her would force artists of all types to do work against their beliefs. The big question from Sonia Sotomayor and the liberals.
How about people who don't believe in interracial marriage? Or about people who don't believe that disabled people should get married? Where's the line?
Colorado and most other states have a law saying if a product is offered to the public, it must be offered to all customers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Across Ukraine, more Russian shelling. Konstantin Bashkarov heads the Ukraine Red Cross in Kharkiv. He tells our reporters it's been constant, with no predictability, just as it was all summer. Today's massive barrage came after two air bases deep inside Russia were hit by explosions. The Kremlin claims it was Ukrainian drone attacks. Electricity is out in Moore County, North Carolina, southwest of Raleigh. Two power substations shot up over the weekend. Duke Energy says damage will take days to fully repair. Governor Roy Cooper says it was not a random act.
What happened here Saturday night was a criminal attack. And federal, state, and local law enforcement are actively working to bring those responsible to justice.
Sound courtesy WTVD. On Wall Street, stocks fell, the S&P off 1.8%, the Dow 1.4%, and the NASDAQ 1.9%. And Kirstie Alley, a two-time Emmy winner who starred in the sitcom Cheers, has died of cancer. She was 71. This is AP News. The soundtrack to a musical composer Stephen Sondheim wrote when he was 18 has been discovered. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has the story.
That's Stephen Sondheim performing the overture to a musical called Finney's Rainbow that he co-wrote when he was a sophomore at Williams College in 1948. Journalist and author Paul Salcini, who wrote a new book called Sondheim and Me, discovered it among his papers when he finished the book. His theory is that Sondheim ran an acetate recorder during a performance and created his first original cast recording. Salcini will donate the recording to Marquette University. After speaking to Sondheim many times, Salcini says Sondheim would have hated that the music was resurrected, but Salcini's a journalist and this is news. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A couple of big free agent signings in baseball. Sources tell the AP pitcher Justin Verlander is headed to the Mets and shortstop Trey Turner to the Phillies. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.